Hey guys, Samantha Sears with Samantha Sears Fitness, and I thought I would pop on and do an episode geared towards my favorite thing, holiday movies. Now, I am not by any means a super girly girl. If you ever see me or you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or anything like that, you will see that I am a complete tomboy. Jeans and t-shirts, I may get dressed up every once in a while because what girl doesn't? But realistically, I am a jeans and t-shirt, mostly leggings and workout clothes due to being a trainer. And I mean, who doesn't love a good pair of workout pants? Let's be honest. But I want to settle a dispute, so I'm hoping some of you guys will answer this question. As mentioned in my previous podcast, I had just gotten done with hysterectomy surgery. I'm going to go into an episode on that in the next couple of weeks after I heal a little bit more and I see how I'm feeling in the process and everything, because I really want to dig deep on that. But the reason I bring that up, as I was on my way home, my husband's driving me, my daughter's in the back seat, and of course she's taking notes about all the ridiculous things I'm saying, right? Because let's be real, anyone who's been in surgery or has had any kind of anesthesia, you come out of it and you're, you know, I'm giggly. I'm definitely that giggly person where I just came out with a smile. I just was loving life. And we get in the car and we're driving and my husband, you know, does the typical, because again, my husband couldn't be in there because of COVID. So that was just in itself, you know, just really weird not having your significant other, someone you really trust next to you as you're getting ready to have a surgery or a procedure done. So that way in and of itself, again, is something I'm going to talk about. But you know, he asked how I was doing. I looked over and I said, fine. And my response was, you know what? I prefer Hallmark Christmas over Lifetime Christmas movies. And I feel like this is a very valid argument because both of these, you know, companies and channels have absolutely great actors and actresses that do these movies. Now, like I said, I'm not overly girly girl, but what I will say, I do love a Christmas movie. I am a sucker for romantic comedies. I'm a sucker for happy endings. I feel like there's enough bad shit that goes on in the world that sometimes you just need a good, feel good Christmas movie. The guy gets the girl, Santa saves the day, the kid gets adopted, you know, a puppy finds a home, everything, right? So that is me in a nutshell. I love sports and I love romantic comedies, but I especially love Christmas movies. I do try to finagle it every year to watch them before Thanksgiving because, you know, we had a rule growing up. You couldn't, you know, decorate the house until after Thanksgiving, kind of like a Black Friday tradition, which I kept up until this year, actually until last year. Why? Because I'm originally from California. So for Thanksgiving, we go out to California. Well, that cuts into my decorating time and time that my house gets to be all Christmassy. So I convinced my husband to do it the week before Thanksgiving, and he is such a trooper. Let me tell you, he is the most amazing husband who just, you know, he was out there putting the Christmas lights up and helping me decorate, and we did the tree. He's just amazing. So, and my daughter, I mean, and my daughter's a little mini me, so any chance she could get to really, you know, have Christmas, she's on board as well. She's just like me. Excuse me, I took a sip of wine. I'm a big wine lover. Right now it's a Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc. Kim Crawford, I love you. Your wine is amazing. Anyway, as I was talking, I truly think there has to be a vote. There has to be something that we can talk about between Hallmark and Lifetime movies. But I'm going to throw in a curveball in just a second. So like I said, we were decorating due to my surgery because it was the week before Thanksgiving. I had to get my house decorated a week earlier. Oh my gosh, let me tell you. I was not bummed in the least about it. It was super awesome to have the house decorated, to, you know, see it done, to see it in all of its glory. It was so amazing. But that gave me an extra week for Christmas movies. Now, the big question lies, which one's better? Hallmark or Lifetime? Now, I'm going to say I love the Lifetime Christmas movies a little bit more. I don't know why. I think it's just a matter of, to me, it's just a preference thing. And by all means, this is not a bashing of either one, because like I said, I do love both. However, I'm a huge, huge lover of the Hallmark ones. So there, I said it. I threw the gauntlet down. I think Hallmark movies, Christmas movies, are better than Lifetime. Now, I'm going to be fair to both Lifetime and Hallmark. I do not watch either one of those channels for anything else. I do, however, watch it for the Christmas time. I look forward to that little list that gets blasted on Instagram. And yeah, I get excited. My sister and I, we get so excited. I send it to her. She sends it to me. We kind of highlight the movies we want to watch. We actually do like the FaceTime and the wine and watching the Christmas movies. And my daughter has a list of ones that she loves. So we do it that way. However, I'm going to throw a wrench in this because I think there's a third contender and I want to know what everyone else thinks. Netflix Christmas movies. I'm not going to lie. This year, they are straight legit. I don't know what it is. I don't know why they're so good, but man, they're really good. Yeah, let me read through some of the lists of ones that are out. They are amazing. Let me see. I'm looking them up right now just because I have to use it for reference. But Christmas with a Prince. Yeah, totally adorable. Let's see. My daughter, I will say this. My daughter will hands down say that she is absolutely obsessed with A Christmas Prince, A Christmas Prince Royal Wedding, and A Christmas Prince Royal Baby. She will watch all three of those if she could. Every single day. Now, I do, however, extend the Christmas movie watching to New Year's Day. I try to push it that last week because as a working teacher, and if there's any teachers out there, God bless you, especially during this time. I know what you're going through. You're all doing an amazing job. To all the parents that are being teachers at home, you guys are doing amazing. Just remember this is just a blip in life and we're all getting through it together and you're all doing amazing and your kids are amazing. But I digressed. So now back to Christmas movies. Yeah, I'm going to go with, the Royal Chris or the Christmas Prince. Those are amazing. I'm trying to see if there's other ones that I've seen. The Princess Switch. I didn't see the second one, but I loved the first one. These are all ones that are on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, I recommend you look at them. You kind of take a dabble in them. Holiday in the Wild is next on my list. I have not watched it yet. But yeah, let me see. Those are the ones on there. And I'm going to give a little shout out to Miss Lacey Charbet. I know I probably butchered her last name. I'm so horrible with names being a teacher. I'm absolutely wretched with them. Let me see. Lacey, I friggin' love you. And I've loved you since Party of Five. And I've loved you in Mean Girls to the point of my daughter is actually dancing her solo to Mean Girls, the musical, Apex Predator. I love it. It's just her to a T. I love the movie. I loved you in the movie, Lacey. This is just a shameless me just obsessing over an actress who I happen to love all of her Christmas movies. Lacey Chabert. Oh my God. If you hear this and you happen to listen to these, yeah, I love you. I think you're amazing. I love all of your movies. I love all of your Christmas movies. The Christmas Waltz, so amazing. These ones are on Hallmark, so I'm getting to Hallmark now. Yeah, The Christmas Waltz, absolutely loved that. That came out this year. Christmas in Rome, beautiful one. Let me see what else. I'm looking. The Sweetest Christmas, completely adorable. It makes me want to build a gingerbread house every year. Actually, my daughter and I do that now. And we especially love putting that on while we do it. A Wish for Christmas we loved. And then my daughter, again, obsessed with A Christmas Melody. That was absolutely amazing. So like I said, Hallmark versus Lifetime versus Netflix. Man, I don't really, like, how do you pick one? But I'm pretty sure there are those people that love each one for different reasons. So if I'm going to rank them, which is really hard to do right now, but my gut is saying Hallmark number one, Netflix number two, Lifetime number three for best Christmas, movies that you have on there. Again, let me go through some of the Lifetime Christmas movies that I've seen, and I will let you know, how I feel. Again, like I said, my podcast is all about bringing joy, knowledge, health, wellness, everything. So this is one of those podcasts where, you know, hey, just kind of go with it, right? We can all do that. But let me see. I'm probably going to have to go back to past ones. But let me see. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I feel really bad because, yeah. Yeah, I haven't really seen a lot of Lifetime Christmas movies. Wow, I can't believe I'm admitting that. So maybe it's I just don't think about putting it on, or maybe my vibe just goes to Hallmark Christmas and Netflix. Oh, and again, can we talk about Christmas Chronicles? If you haven't seen that one, I highly recommend it. I'm a huge Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn fan. It's not even funny how much I love them as well. So yeah, I definitely recommend the first and the second one. They're both amazing. But yeah, that being said, this is what we're talking about today. We are talking about Christmas movies, because I feel like in a time where we need it the most, we need to smile a little bit more. We need to gather cheer a little bit more. Man, just, you know, throw on some slippers, throw on your sweats, wrap yourself in a comfy blanket, grab a glass of wine, beer, a hot cocoa, a hottie toddy, whatever it is you want, throw on a good Christmas movie and just smile. I think we're all missing that right now. I think we've all lost sight of that for a little bit because we've all been bombarded with life. And let's face it, life has not been easy for anybody, right? Being in a pandemic, if you would have told me last March that the Friday before I said goodbye to my kindergartners for spring break, that would have been the last time I saw them, I would have told you you were crazy. And here we are, still doing hybrid, still not getting to see all of our kids, still, you know, being cooped up. It's a lot to take on. You know, for those of you who have lost your jobs or are still struggling to keep afloat because of lockdowns and shutdowns and curfews, man, I feel for you. I'm sending positive thoughts and vibes your way. I really hope that this episode brings you joy. I really hope it brings you some sort of happiness, because like I said, this podcast is all about health and wellness and everything in between. And I firmly believe that sometimes you need a good Christmas movie to put a smile on your face and just make you a little bit happier. Right? I mean, I gotta believe that that's right. But again, I thought it'd be a really fun debate. So if you're on this and you want to take a vote between Hallmark and Lifetime, and I told you guys, I threw a wrench in there with that Netflix. But if you've seen, and if there's any Christmas movies you guys have seen that you recommend, let me know. Now, let me preface this, that this is not about all-time Christmas movies, because I know that you've got The Santa Claus, you've got Christmas Vacation, which is hands down one of my favorites, Elf, Scrooged, Home Alone, Home Alone 2. You've got so many White Christmas. You've got so many just classic Christmas movies, but that's not what we're talking about. So I was strictly making a reference towards Hallmark, Lifetime, and like I said, I threw a wrench in there with the good old Netflix. But you know, I wanted to get people's feedback. So if you are a Lifetime, Hallmark, or Netflix Christmas watcher, you know, comment below with the movie you want me to watch. You know, I could do a review on it. We could figure this out. And if you're Lifetime, tell me why I'm wrong, right? You know, but I just had to throw that out there and just let it be known that I feel like, you know, that's something that most people don't talk about, the difference between Lifetime and Hallmark movies. Christmas movies. Let's be real. Christmas movies. But yeah, and like I said, I threw that Netflix in there as a little curveball, let's let you think about it a little extra. But yeah, that is tonight's podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I hope you're getting a little bit of a laugh out of it. I'm actually going to go and watch one. I'm not really sure which one I'm going to watch tonight, but yeah, grading's done. I'm still in the recovery stages. Man, I can't wait to get back into the gym and start working out again, but I do know it's going to be a very, very slow process. So I'm so glad that I'm not in the process of training for a competition right now, since I just ended one a few weeks before I went into my surgery. So that was really awesome timing. I'm a firm believer of the universe and the world has a way of working itself out. So man, I'm really glad that that happened. So now I just get to rest and recover and enjoy this amazing holiday season. So I hope you guys are doing great out there. I hope you're having a great holiday season. You're just smiling a little bit more. You have a little bit of Christmas cheer. And yeah, let me know if you guys have that preference towards Hallmark or Lifetime or even Netflix. Like I said, I'm ranking it. Number one is Hallmark, number two is Netflix, and number three is Lifetime. But give me your pick. I hope you guys have a great night. I look forward to hearing from you. Take care.